Welcome to the Mask Moms Podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We are your hosts, moms turned travel agency owners, Juliana.
Hey.
Lori.
Hi.
And Jennifer, that's me. We spend a lot of time talking about the parks and the resorts, so we thought we would change it up this week. Disney Springs is a great place to spend a non-park day, a night out, or a place to grab brunch before you leave for home. We're going to go over the basics of Disney Springs and some highlights. But first, the Mask a Cocktail.
This week's Mask a Cocktail is the bedtime story. It's Mandarin vodka, Domaine de Canton ginger liqueur, hibiscus syrup, fresh lemon juice, and iced tea. This sounds delicious.
That was so sexy. Can you say it again?
Which part?
Domaine de Canton.
Domaine de Canton. Domaine de Canton. Liqueur de gingembre. My French accent is so terrible that it makes me laugh that you think it's good.
Oh, and see, the non-French person is like, wow.
They don't understand a word I'm saying.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it sounded great.
That was fabulous. Do it again.
You can get this at Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. It sounds super refreshing and yummy. The name confuses me because iced tea would keep my hiney up.
That was the only thing. Like I saw Bedtime Story and I was like, oh, okay. I think I've had this one before. I'm almost positive of it.
I guess it's like an herbal tea kind of thing, you know?
But iced tea, unless it's like a, maybe because of the ginger, they're trying to call it like a nighttime tea, but it's not chamomile.
I know.
It's but weird.
It sounds good. I'll have it for a good morning fable.
Have you ever had ginger liqueur?
Yes. Not this brand, but yes.
Is it spicy?
Oh, no, that's elderflower liqueur. I have had ginger liqueur. Is it spicy? It's sweet and a little spicy.
It sounds
spicy.
Delicious and refreshing, and it sounds like totally something that they would have at the Flower and Garden Festival in that, what's that booth that we always like that tea from?
Oh, the Twinings booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Twinings tea booth. Yeah, I think I had to have had this drink because anytime there's iced tea or vodka, that's what I order.
We learned it's a family specialty.
It's a family specialty. So, but yeah, this one sounds really good. Confused by the name, but you know.
Yeah, but it sounds yummy. And but honestly, it's yummy. I've never been to Jack Lindsay's during the day, so I'll take a bedtime
it's
story.
True. It's true. Actually, no, that's a lie. I went there at lunch. With my parents, and I think we had Long Island iced teas. I'm not joking.
There you go. For our loyal listener, they'll know exactly what we're referencing. Shall we round up?
Yes. All right. So we are going to go through Disney Springs. We are going to do a 101 version and hit top highlights for people that have not experienced Disney Springs and for the people that have experienced Disney Springs but might not know every little bit about it. So to start off with, Disney Springs is a shopping, eating, and drinking area that you are able to walk around. It has free transportation from all Disney hotels to bring you there. But basically, it's broken up into four areas. You have the west side, the town center, the landing, and the marketplace. For anybody back way back in Disney Springs times, where it was called Downtown Disney, the marketplace is the original Downtown Disney. The landing, west side, town center have all been added since. So now it is the Disney Springs area. It is also on the south edge of the Lake Buena Vista lake area. But yeah, it's a really pretty area. It is significantly larger now. So if you have not been in there in the last, I guess, what, 20, 25 years, it has really, really grown.
Even the last 5 years, it's confusing for me.
That's it. They keep changing it up.
And I think it's because people tend to skip it, which is a shame. This is the only park in Disney that you can get into for free.
Yes. It is a free area that you can get into. It is definitely an area that you can spend your morning, your night, or even an entire day kind of walking around. It is really that big. So we're going to go through five things that you must know. All right. So number five, there are some of the best restaurants that are located here and some of the best brunch places that are located here. So if you have a family that's huge into brunch, I think this is one of the best places to go.
And it's not crowded at brunch. Like even on busy, busy days, it's not crowded at lunch at all. You've heard my story. We've gotten brunch at Wine Bar George on Easter.
Yeah, it opens up at 11 o'clock. So it's really not open before that. Some of the stores actually don't open up till noon, but you can have brunch in there. They do have brunch areas that are open a little bit earlier. Some of them will only do brunch on Sundays and Saturdays during the weekend. Some do them the whole time. Boathouse is one that is usually serving the brunch all during the week. But some of the best restaurants that we like, Chef Art's Homecoming, Boathouse, Wine Bar George, Morimoto, Giglio, and then there's a brand new one now that's the Summer House. Have you guys seen the reviews on the Summer House?
Now that's a quick service, right?
No.
No. It's so cute inside. It looks really pretty. I want to check it out. But some of these places, Am I right? I've never done brunch in Disney. I mean, I've done brunch in the Disney resorts like Topolino's and stuff like that, Ale and Compass. I've never done brunch at Disney Springs, which I totally regret now. But am I correct in thinking that the Boathouse has live entertainment?
The Boathouse has live entertainment, but it's tricky because it's outside and most of your seating options are going to be inside. There's the bar, the boat, and then they have that huge room. They do have a gorgeous outside patio. And then they have a bar that actually sits further outside that patio that is open seating that a lot of people don't know about that you can get back there if you have a smaller party. But they do have live entertainment on the Sundays, but it's just not that restaurant's just not one of those ones where it's all open where you can see the entertainment. So it really depends on what section you're in. But I think they do the most like a guitar player.
But brunch is only on Sundays at these places.
Some of them. So brunch for Boathouse is big on Sundays with the live entertainment, but you can still go there during the week at 11 o'clock. They still have their brunch menu.
Okay.
Some of the other ones don't.
I think we should do a brunch episode, but that's hard if we're going to try like different venues in a single trip.
Yeah. No, some of them don't. Some of them do. Like Chef Art's Homecoming, they do brunch every day. It just depends on which ones. So I know Wine Bar George is pretty specific to Sundays. So it also depends on the time of year too.
Okay. I think we should try it. Yes. Next podcast episode. Make a note.
I think you should. But yes, whether you're doing brunch or dinner or lunch, there are some fantastic restaurants. I think one that gets overlooked too is Morimoto. Morimoto is awesome.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah, if you don't have an opportunity to do a Morimoto restaurant where you live, it's a really cool one. It's a huge two-story restaurant. So they usually have options. They also have a quick service location, kind of like Wine Bar George, where you can walk up and grab something quick. But they have a gorgeous patio on the second level, and you overlook where Chef Art Homecoming's water area, that little pond bridge area. And you overlook that. It's really, really pretty.
Is this the one where they have the duck?
Yes. The Peking duck is there.
Okay. I need to do that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's delicious.
That's the thing. It's so expensive. And my kids eat they are grown men. So for me, for six of us, it would be a fortune. So I'm going to need to do this with you guys where I'm only paying for myself.
Well, with Morimoto, when we did it with the kids, we just Eric and I got the Peking duck and split it. And then the kids had a bite of it. And then like Lucas likes sushi. So he ordered a sushi where Blake likes something else. He shared that with Logan. Like it's not as crazy expensive as what you think it's going to be. We ended up kind of sharing items. So the price tag was not terrible there.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's a good one though. But yes, these restaurants are probably the top ones. You do need to make advance reservations for these. Like I said, if you have a smaller group, a lot of these you can walk into at the bar and they serve the food at the bar. But if you have a family size, you're going to want to make those reservations ahead of time.
You know what's not on here that I love also? Raglan Road.
Yeah, I know. I didn't put it on there.
No, you didn't. The food is okay, but I love the live music. I love sitting at the patio outside.
You have to hit Raglan Road at the right time, though, because if there's not a good crowd in there, like Raglan Road in and of itself doesn't stand up for me. It really all depends on who else is in there with you. So if you go and it's quiet,
that's fair.
It's so boring.
That's fair. And you know what was great? Because their food is really just meh. The restaurants that you have on here, you go for the food.
Yeah. But
Juliana and I, last year or whatever, when we happened to have been there at the same time with our families, we did it after dinner and we just sat outside with the live music and just got drinks. That was fun.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's not that their food is not bad by any regards. I think they have some kitschy items. Like, of course, you're eating at an Irish place. You have all that. But they have some, like, I think it's scallops that are on the skewers.
The scallop forest or something. It's delicious. Yeah.
We have heard about the scallop forest. Jen loves that scallop
forest. It's so good. It's so good. But I agree. Yeah. Next to the restaurants that you highlighted, I don't think that one stands out.
I was going to say,
if you're going to go for a beer after dinner and sit with the live music outside.
Yeah. I mean, the other restaurant might have gone on here is the Edison. I love the Edison inside. They have live entertainment that goes at night times. They have hanging bacon. They have really good burgers. Like, it's a good one. These are kind of the topper ones. Summer House, I don't know. It's new. You do need reservations, but it's on Open Table.
It looks really good.
Not on Disney. It looks delicious. The food has been hit or miss, but it's brand new, so you got to give it some time.
Mm.
The part that is quick service is they have a cookie stand. And you can go in and get cookies, and everybody is stating that these cookies are better than Gideon's, and you don't have the wait.
Well, thank God. Yeah, I still have not been to Gideon's. I've eaten the cookies because you fool.
Unpopular Lori. Opinion, I don't like Gideon cookies.
I thought they were okay.
They're fine. I'm hoping that this pulls the crowds away from Gideon's and that there's no line, because I don't go for the cookies. I go for the cold brew. And I want the cold brew. There should be two separate lines, a cookie line and a cold brew line.
They should just have a cold brew window.
Yes, because that's what I want from Gideon's. But no, everybody's saying these cookies are better than Gideon's. They're not quite as rich. They're not quite as large. And like, I mean, the Gideon cookies weigh like 5 pounds each.
Well, they have 4,052 chocolate chips in the chocolate chip cookie.
Yes.
It's a chocolate chip. That's it, period.
You forgot about the 10 pounds of butter.
And the 10 pounds of butter, yeah. But the Summer House cookies, to me, look more like crumble cookies versus Gideon's cookies.
Okay.
So if you know of crumble.
Well, here's another episode.
Yeah.
Cookies of Disney Springs.
We could do a whole cookie episode.
The cookies of Disney Springs.
Cookies of Disney Springs. All right. So number four on things you must know is the entertainment options. We've kind of led into this with Raglan Road, but there is live music going on multiple stages. Some bands, some dancing.
It makes me so happy.
That it's back?
Yeah. I just think back to like 2020, 2021, where it was still COVID and Disney Springs was dead. And that's the thing that I missed the most and got the most sad about in Disney, is that when you walk around, Disney Springs is such a lively place. There's always entertainment. All the stages are full. I love that that's back.
Yeah. If this is one of the things you want to see is the live entertainment, this is that at night thing.
Yes.
This is when they really come. There's multiple stages. My favorite stage is the one right next to Boathouse.
Yes.
They tend to have the more lively bands there.
It's a great area. It's a great spot for that. So
it's awesome. They also do, like Jock Lindsay will open up a stand for drinks. You have Wine Bar George that opens up. Like, there's stands to go get some drinks at.
That's why this is the coveted area, because it's in the area with all the good restaurants and you have all the drink options. So I think they get the best entertainment.
Yeah, I really I like that area to sit and just watch what's going on. It's great for people watching. It's for me, that is Disney Springs. Like, that's the center, even though it might not be.
No, it's a great area. Other entertainment things is they have the very large hot air balloon. It's a little different than a regular hot air balloon. It is tethered to the ground. It does fit a lot more people. I think it's around 30-ish that it can fit on there. It still goes super high up. Like, none of us have done it. I ain't getting on that thing. But it is a lot. I can't. It goes super high up. I think you're in cages. I could probably do it, but
not me.
If your child is seeing the hot air balloon, it is something you do. You don't necessarily need to make reservations ahead of time. You just walk up to the kiosk and they can give you a return time, even on a Friday or Saturday night. Other options are the Cirque du Soleil. This one is drawn to life. I've heard amazing things about this. This one's been running for a while, though, so I can't imagine it's going to keep running. They got to change this up at some point.
Have you seen any of the Cirque du Soleils?
I saw one way back. Like, way
I've never
back.
Seen it. It's always something that I want to do, but something that I never get around to actually doing.
Yeah. You do have to pre-purchase these tickets ahead of time. The Drawn to Life one is more about animation. So I think it connects more a little bit with Disney.
Yeah, I think that one's really cool. It's actually the first one that I've ever wanted to go see while I'm at Disney because it fits the vibe. You know, like you can see Cirque du Soleil in a lot of other places. But so I've never been drawn to spend my time at Disney to do it.
Drawn.
Ha!
Wow. Thank you, Lori, for your support.
Sometimes I'm punny and I don't even know it.
Sometimes I try to help you get there and it blows up in my face. But thank you, Lori. Thank you.
No problem. No, that's why I'm here. Another cute thing are the boat cars. I know they have an official name of like the Amphicar tour. I don't know, whatever.
I think that's it. You got it.
Yeah, Amphicar. Yeah, it's boat cars. They're called boat cars. That's what they're called.
Indeed, they are.
They are. They're boat cars. They're cars that go in the water and act like boats.
And they're a fortune.
They are a fortune. This is a pricier option. This does need to be made in advance. They do,
which
not
is so funny
available.
To me because they're always sold out and it's so expensive. I don't get it.
It is. It is super expensive. I think this is something really cute if you're trying to do something for dad, if you're trying to do something for grandpa, like if you have kids that love those vintage cars, you know, this is definitely one of those things. It is a cool thing. You go around like Buena Vista. You have a captain, so you don't have to worry about that. So it's, you get your picture taken.
So you don't even drive them.
No. Are you kidding?
Passenger them. No. I don't know.
Vintage boat cars are expensive. You're not driving that. You're not driving that.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Seasonal things. Santa is there. Easter Bunny is there during Easter time. And during Christmas time, they also do the Christmas tree walk, which is one of my favorites.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that part.
They're so creative.
It's so funny that you get excited about the Christmas tree walk since it's not your holiday.
Hello, have you met me? This was like the Christmas of Jen this year. That's but right. We didn't do the Christmas tree walk. You know what? I don't think it was there yet because it was so early in the season.
I don't think it was there. No, it was there because when I went with my family in October, I saw it. No. When did I see it? I saw it. No, you saw it. We were there. You saw it. They only had a few up.
Yeah, I don't think it was like, because it was early.
It was early. Yeah. They only had a couple up. We saw the one outside of T-Rex.
Yeah, like think about it. We went to the first Very Merry. And so that's the week of the shift. They focus on the parks first. The Disney Springs wasn't all done yet.
No, we saw the one outside of T-Rex, and I think we saw one other, but they're kind of sprinkled throughout. A lot of them are located in the Marketplace area, but I love them. They're lovely.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mouska Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com. And their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
All right. Number three with things you must know are I can just talk. Desserts galore. Because this is me. I was so excited about this one.
This has Lori written all over it.
This is why I go there. We are bringing this back to the food with desserts. There are so many dessert options. Actually, I forgot one in here and I'm now going to add this in. If you have a sweet tooth, you cannot miss Disney Springs. If you like ice cream.
It's kind of ridiculous how many dessert places there are.
There are so many and so many different dessert options. All right. So ice cream, multiple stops, Ghirardelli Soda Fountain. They make fantastic sundaes. And then you also have, if you're a Dole Whip fan, they have a shop called Swirls on the Water, in which Juliana is going to be like, I didn't know that was Dole Whip. Yes, Swirls on the Water.
We already covered this.
She did know because she made fun of the name because it sounds like a poop.
It sounds like a poop. Don't get chocolate. I'll make fun of you forever. For your chocolate swirls on the water.
They do have a strawberry chocolate over there during Christmas or during Valentine's.
Ew.
Swirls on the Water has a lot of Dole Whip options. They also have a trio option in which they switch it up seasonally. That one is located.
It's like a flight.
It's a flight of Dole Whips there. So yeah, lots of ice cream options, dessert options. There is so many. There's the churro stand. That's the same churro stand that you'd see at Disneyland. Now, I will say they're not the same. I'm not going to claim that. They're not. Disneyland wins. But they get you pretty close. Yeah, pretty close. Another, which I've forgotten here, is that Sprinkles has a kiosk stand.
Yes.
That you can
Don't they have an ATM?
Yeah, you walk up to the ATM and you order your Sprinkles cupcake.
You know what else you forgot? Everglazed.
Yeah, that's not dessert. Those are donuts. There's a difference.
If it's not dessert, what is it?
There's a difference. That's donuts.
Okay.
And it's donuts.
They also have, for those gluten-free people, what is that called? Erin McKenna?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that one. Yes, they have a gluten-free option.
That one is a popular one. I hear it's fantastic, though.
I was going to say, I have heard fantastic things about it. I mean, that's how many dessert options there are. You still have the ganachery that we talk about a lot because it's the best chocolate in the entire world, and you need to go there and get it. And then you have, we need Juliana's French here.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
Amorettes, petit salie.
Oh, that's easy. Amorettes. You can say
that. No, I needed you to say it in the French accent. Come on.
My shitty French accent, my garbage French accent.
We don't ask for a whole lot from you, but.
Seriously. Do your job.
You ask for so much.
Do it.
Amorettes, patisserie.
Thank you.
Sexy. I feel like we're forgetting some. We probably are because there are so many.
We probably still are.
Well, there's so much.
There's so many. I mean, so they have cute little pastries and cute little cakes that you could share or not share. Like, there is just so many. But yeah, Sweet Tooth, you got to go. End of conversation.
They need an Italian bakery in Disney Springs.
Oh my God, they have one. Vivoli something. It's mostly gelato, but they do have things like eclairs, and that's not Italian.
I need like cannolis, sfogliatelle, lady fingers.
Cannolis, yes, thank you.
Things. A good espresso.
They do, and tiramisu.
It's by the boathouse,
they do,
right?
It's right across from that stage we were talking about.
Yeah. We'll see.
So many desserts. Okay. Number two things you need to know, obviously, the big thing here is the shopping. We know trying to sell shopping to husbands. Trying to sell shopping to husbands and kids is tough. Hear us out, though. We have shops. There are shops for everyone here. This is my favorite part. Mm-hmm. I don't feel a Disney trip is complete without going into the Disney store. I don't.
Yes.
Even if
I'm not buying anything, I just like to look, see what's new. And they have everything all in one spot. And so I say this, here's my extra Mouska tip. If you see something in the theme parks that you want, you should buy it because it's not 100% guaranteed that it's going to be that you're going to find it anywhere else. But if you are going to find it anywhere else, it's going to be at the Disney store, the World of Disney. It's huge. They do have something for everyone. They have like which I never knew because I don't spend a lot of time in Disney Springs, and that's such a bad thing for me. But they have all those trendy shops that, you know, you can get Coach and Lululemon and Lilly Pulitzer and Vera Bradley and all the things. And they all have their little sections with the Disney specific stuff, which is so much fun. But I love that.
That's my favorite part, is that these shops have, you know, specific things that you can't get anywhere else.
Oh, I forgot about Basin. I love that place. Yeah,
Basin is fantastic.
I got Lily all these Mickey shaped bath bombs last time we were there. Yep. It was so inexpensive, and it was just like the perfect thing for a little stocking stuffer. I gave it to her for a little Hanukkah gift. And speaking of which, there is a Christmas store that's open 365 days a year. They always have a little Hanukkah section too. And you can get, can't you get your Christmas ornaments like personalized and engraved or whatever? Look at me with all the Christmas knowledge.
I know. Look at you. Yeah, you can get them personalized. I like the Christmas store. As much as people think, oh, I don't need to go in there, it's June, I get ornaments every year for every trip we do. And they... Yes. We'll engrave them with the year and everything else. And you'll find the biggest selection there.
Yeah. And it's a really nice tradition.
It's huge. It's huge. And it's nice that it's open all year because you don't always plan your trip around the holidays. So it's nice that you can just get it whenever.
Yeah. I love getting ornaments whenever we're there.
My boys and my husband, it's nice because we get to separate because they live in the Lego store. And now there's the Marvel store. There's a couple of Star Wars stores. There's like a Pin Traders one. There's the soccer store that Charlie's always disappearing into. There's a Harley Davidson store. I mean, there's plenty for everyone. And it's nice that they can be occupied so that I can go into like Coach and Lululemon and stuff and not listen to their whining.
Yes. No, there's a ton of stores for everyone. And even if you're not thinking of buying anything, a lot of these stores are just really cool to go into, you know, especially that Disney store. Just, you know, go in, walk around. It's the biggest one.
And to make your husband even more amenable to walking around a shopping area, there is no open container law in Disney Springs. So you can get him well lubricated and all happy and zen and have him walk around with his drink while you go shopping.
It's literally the first thing we do at Disney Springs is I make sure to get Eric a drink. I'm like, oh, what are you in the mood for? Do you want a beer? Do you want a cocktail? What are you thinking?
Yep. That's the bonus. Another bonus Mouska tip.
Every time. All right. The last thing you must know, which we have mentioned, but Disney Springs is free. It is free to see, to experience, to walk around. There isn't much left in this world that is free. So enjoy this. It is a big deal. It's a great for a pool day, your arrival day, your departure. Have your resort store that luggage and enjoy and walk around. And you don't have to waste a park day on it or a park ticket on it. So
all this live entertainment, which is great.
Live entertainment, walking around. You control what you spend and what you buy.
Let's face it, there is no control with what I spend and buy.
Yes, I think in some instances there is no control, but no, it's, you know, it's one of those things that the biggest question I get from people that have never been is, oh, I can just walk in there. Yes, it's free.
Yes.
Go
yes,
take
can.
The free transportation, take the from your resort, go there, enjoy it.
I love it on my pool day. Because I love sleeping late and being lazy at the pool all day and then getting dressed in the evening and going to Disney Springs and walking around for the entertainment, for the food, do some shopping. It's a good one, but don't skip on it.
No, we've done the opposite where we actually go, because the kids sleep in. By the time we get there, it's 11 o'clock and they do brunch and we walk around and then we hit the pool at 3 o'clock. We miss the pool crowd. That's what starts to thin out.
That's a good strategy too.
Yeah, and we typically will do it then.
You're smart. You should plan vacations.
I should, right?
That's pretty genius.
Something like that.
You've educated me on lots of things. Like I never used to do dining reservations for lunch before because I thought it was such a waste. I do them all the time now.
Oh yeah.
Because
it's
such a good excuse to divide up your and now I'm gonna have to go start going to Disney Springs at 11.
I was
going to
say, you miss the night entertainment. There is a drawback to it. You miss the night.
Well, I did, but I think it's a really strong tip. Like, I prefer to build Disney Springs into my rest day because it does. It becomes such a zoo at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's probably, that is absolutely how you've gotten Gideon's all those times.
Yeah.
It's because you go during the day.
Yeah. I can't, because a lot of people go after the parks start closing or after a long day in the parks, and it just gets really, really busy. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't go then, because it is a great people watching time. If you have a dinner reservation, it's a great time to go. But to just stroll around and shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, strolling around in the morning. Plus, usually if we have a pool day, the next day is an early park morning. So I don't want to be there because I will get drawn in at night. And then we have issues for the next morning.
You're right.
All right.
You're so smart.
We have a mouse tip.
We do. So we were talking about the World of Disney, the big Disney store in Disney Springs that kind of anchors the whole thing together. So if you've noticed, there's a ginormous Stitch on the top of the World of Disney store. And if you pass it, look on the ground where it's wet and maybe give your lovely child or significant other a little gentle push and see if Stitch will take care of the rest, because that Stitch spits. And so your gentle push in that direction for your lovely child who's having a tantrum or your significant other who's having a tantrum, they'll get wet and you'll laugh and it'll be funny.
This is literally what makes my trip. Like, this is what I will literally laugh about it all day.
This and the spitting camel.
The spitting camel, man. I will laugh all day. And then throughout the trip, I will giggle in my head. Just picturing back to when they did, it's fantastic. But now my kids know when it's coming.
For this and other genius parenting tips, tune in every Wednesday.
Said we were travel advisors, not parenting motherhood experts. Advisors.
Well, Mouska friends, there you have it. Disney Springs 101, 5 things you have to know about Disney Springs. Have you been? What was your favorite thing? Do you have any tips we left out? Drop us a note. Check out our Facebook group, Mouska Moms Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Thinking about a Disney vacation? Contact us at Kingdom and Cruise Travel for our help. Be sure to follow our show so that you receive notifications when new content is released and you never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review as well.
There you go.
It really helps us out.
Now it's time to say goodbye. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.